But it's Halloween, October 31st, supposed to be cold tonight for trick-or-treating, and maybe a freeze tomorrow morning in the Metroplex. And why don't we take some Halloween calls? Let's go to Steve in the Attic. You're on the ticket.
Is this the Musers?
Yes.
The radio show that feels like they aren't being watched by someone or something from the air vents?
Yes, Steve.
I guess we feel like that.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite holiday. This is the holiday where I come down from the attic and move among the living.
Oh, wow, you're not of this world?
This is the creepy guy that we met in the bunker.
I've gone by many names in my life. The boogeyman, the vent dweller, the devil himself? I don't think so. But you can call me Steve.
Doesn't have quite the punch.
Why, Steve? Well, the first man I ever harvested was named Steve.
Harvested?
I assumed his shape. I assumed his mannerisms. I assumed his life. I went to his workplace and worked for 6 months before I quit. Because being an insurance adjuster wasn't the murderous frenzy of dopamine rush that I was hoping for.
I can see that. Yeah.
Plus, my birth name is Steve. Oh, but however did I get on the air? Are you surprised I had the hotline number?
Oh, call them the hotline, huh?
Oh, you'd be surprised at the things I know, the things I witness, the things I overhear. Oh, so you don't know how Norm and Mary make it work, huh? What an interesting conversation.
Well, we've never had that conversation.
You shouldn't know about that.
And George, your speculation on the length of Norm's tongue was just precious.
Okay, I have never speculated on that. Trust me. Why?
I'm listening to your heart beating.
Creepy.
Oh, it just got quicker when I talked to you. Oh, I like listening to it. It makes me feel loved. Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, no. Georgie Porgy.
What?
Did my little pleasure spike fill you full of ickiness and shame?
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact.
Well, maybe Steve will have to give little Georgie a widow bath to wash the shame off.
Oh, I don't need a widow bath.
Oh, let's go get the pretty soap and scrubby scrub scrub.
Pretty soap?
Don't.
Steve will slip into the bath with you and wash your shamey place, George.
Okay.
Until you feel all better.
Listen.
Steve, stop harassing us and stop spying on us.
This is harassment.
Then we can put on dresses and you can drink the magic milk that makes you go nighty-night so Steve can do what he needs to do to you in order to feel alive again.
George, stay away from
I'm
him.
No, I'm not up for any of that.
Oh, did I make you worried?
No.
Stevie, a bad Stevie for making you worry.
I guess.
Stevie must be punished.
What the heck is going on? Steve, you okay?
George, that's a nice flannel shirt you're wearing.
Okay, let's not focus on me
so
much.
How does he know you have a flannel shirt on?
Craig, what a bland little blue sweatshirt you're wearing.
How do you know what I'm wearing?
I think it's a nice sweatshirt, but that is weird.
A little color. Maybe a little red would look good on it.
Golly.
Tonight's the night, Musers.
Four.
When Steve will travel to your house and gently touch your face when you sleep.
I doubt it.
Tonight's the night I will breathe you in so I can feel your warmth inside me.
What?
Do you want to feel Stevie's warmth inside you?
No.
You may not have a choice.
You're a creep.
Tonight's the night I helped Satan impregnate his bride.
Oh, gosh.
I'll get a front row seat. I hope you like to wear wedding dresses, Musers.
Hello?
We should have known better than to let him on the air on Halloween.
I forgot about Steve in the Attic.